Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna live, God, so you can use me.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. I don't think y'all hear me on today. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to say it one more time. Come on, God has done a great thing for you on today. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm your host on today, Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley, and I'm just excited on today that we is back, love and affection, on I Am Royalty Radio Show. Hallelujah. Doing Lunch Rush. Hallelujah. That song you just heard a minute ago called Use Me is one of my by my spiritual brothers, Minister Ron Linson out of Detroit, Michigan. That's his group right there. That's his own song that he wrote by himself.
Right.
And when he was at the conference last week, I said, brother, give me one of those CDs. I promise you I'm going to play that every day on my radio show to let people know that God in this season is ready to use you like never before. Come on, somebody. God is ready to use you like never before. I love the part of that song when he says, you be the potter and I'll be the clay. Mold me, shape me, and perform me in your special way. I just want to be used by you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm telling you on today, we got a dynamic show on today. Hallelujah. A powerful show on today. Hallelujah. By an awesome woman of God that I know on today. But before I get started, I just want to let you know that today is your day. I want you to know that today everything will work out your way. On today, everything will work out for your good. On today, you are a magnet for the blessings from God. That means spiritual blessings, material blessings, financial blessings. You just a magnet for the blessings from God on today. Hallelujah. And what will it be, an I Am Royalty show, if I don't say the favorite scripture that we say on every time we get on this show? This is the Lord's doing, hallelujah. And it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made just for you and me. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, everybody, I'm so happy to be back live on air. I took a couple of weeks off. 1 week we was in revival. Another week I just was resting. But I'm happy. I'm excited about being back live on the air, I Am Royalty Show. All my listeners kept saying, when you coming back? When you coming back? I said, I'm going to be back soon. And when I come back, I'm going to be refreshed. Come on, somebody. When I come back, I'm going to be rejuvenated. When I come back, I'm going to have the residue of God flowing on me from the top of the head to the sole of my feet. So I'm excited on today, and I'm going to give you the topic on today, and then I'm going to introduce the woman of God and let her come before you on today. I want to let you know that the topic on today is called Will You Let God Do It Wednesday? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I want somebody to hear that again all over the airwaves. Will you let God do it for you Wednesday? Meaning on today, will you let God do whatever he needs to do in your life? Will you let God do whatever you ask him and pray for him to do? Will you just sit back and relax, chillax, and let God do it on Wednesday? Hallelujah. But I just want to let you know that on today, God is going to do it for your life. He has predestined his day for you. You woke up with life, health, and strength, and divine favor, and activities of your limbs. A lot of people didn't wake up on today, so you should automatically know that you shouldn't be stress-free on today. You shouldn't worry about nothing. You should already know that God is going to do it for you because he woke you up this morning and started you on your way. Hallelujah. I want to present to someone today, and I want to introduce a powerful woman of God on today. I met her a couple of months ago on another radio show on Blog Talk that I was on called Freedom Door Ministries, Jesus in the Morning. And this is an awesome, dynamic woman of God. She's an apostle. She's a powerful woman of God, a teacher, a preacher. She just holds all the fivefold gifts. She's a member of I Am Ruby Internet Magazine website. She also has her own ministry. She comes out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She's CEO, founder of Abundant Life Deliverance Church Internationals and Ministries. And, I mean, that's not even all the things that this woman of God is. I mean, she has so many other ministries, but I'll let her tell you later. But I want to introduce to some and present to others Apostle Claudia Boatwright. Receive her with a hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God be the glory.
Amen.
Great things he has done. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Apostle Bo Wright?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I just want you just tell the men and women of God is listening on today a little bit about yourself before we get started with the questioning. I want you just to introduce, tell them a little bit about yourself and your testimony and where God has brought you from and where he's bringing you to. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Truly, this is a season where God is blessing his people and God is doing some awesome things in the lives of all of us on today. You know, if you don't have any tests, and you sure enough will not have any testimony. So those of us that are going through tests and that have gone already through tests, surely we have testimonies for the Lord. And I'm just a living testimony today of what the power of God can do and what the power of God will do. And I'm here to just encourage a lot of the mothers on today, because a lot of the mothers today have children that are wayward, and they have children that are just going the opposite from what they desire for their children to be. But I'll come today just to let you know that whatever you're going through with your children, continue to be encouraged, because you see, I'm a living testimony of what the power of prayer will do. Because I was a PK, a preacher's kid, and God had to do some things to bring me to where I am on today. You see, because I was one of those kids that was totally rebellious, and I was one of those children that would not walk according to the plan that my parents had laid out. I did not want to walk in their footsteps. I was determined that I was going to walk according to my own footsteps. But how many of you know that the Bible still yet says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much? And just because my parents continued to fast, because they continued to pray for me, I am the woman of God that I am today. I was a runaway. I got banned from certain cities here near Philadelphia. But I want you to know, because my parents were praying parents, because they turned their back, because they continued to hold on to the word of God, I am the woman of God that I am on today. Because, see, I had said out of my mouth, as soon as I get out of that house, I will never set foot in another church. As soon as I get up on my own, I'm going to be grown. I'm going to do my own thing. And I was determined that I would not ever set foot in another church. But I want you to know on today that my parents never stopped. And my parents never stopped seeking the face of God. My parents on today continue to hold on to what God's word has said. And that's what I want you mothers and you fathers to do on today. Don't look at what your children are doing. Don't look at where they are on today. You continue to hold fast to what the word of God has said. God has said if you train a child in the way that they should go, they are old, they will not depart from that. And I don't care what comes, I don't care what goes, I don't care what they look like, what they put on, how many rings they get in their nose or their ears, what kind of Muslim garb they may or may not wear, you continue to hold on to the word of God, because God's word is true, and whatever he has said, he will do. But we've got to remain faithful. We've got to be determined that we will not look at our circumstances, the circle that we stand in. We will keep our eyes focused on what God has said, and I declare unto you today, and I stand here a woman of God.
Come on.
But of what the power of prayer has done in my life. It has brought me 360 degrees. Hallelujah. Because of what God has promised, and because what God will do, he will honor his word. No matter what, he will do what his word has said. But our problem sometimes is that we begin to take circumstances into our own hands. Proverbs 3 tells us, don't lean to your own understanding. In all of your ways, you acknowledge God. And if you acknowledge him in all of your ways, he will direct your path. So as we continue to focus on him, he will do what needs to be done in the lives of our children. We have to live and be that living example. We can't badger our kids and make them do what we want them to do. We have to stand as a living example of what God has called us to be. And if we do that, God will hold up his end of the deal. He will bring our children back to where they need to be. He will bring our children and give them a love for God that will not fade. He will make them stand in the face of adversity. He will allow them to stand in the face of the enemy and declare to the enemy, you will not have me, because I know the living God who is greater in me than you are in the world. So I just wanted to encourage the mothers and the fathers on today, because I know a lot of times they get weary looking at their children and thinking that they're a helpless case, they're a worthless case, and all I poured into them, they're still not doing what they need to do. But see, your children have to have a testimony. They have to find God for themselves. They have to know that this God is real. They have to know that the God of my parents, the God of my foreparents, is still yet a living God. They have to know on today, come hell or high water, God is still God. And sometimes we as parents step in the way and we mess up that testimony. God is trying to bring them to a certain point, and we are in the way. We got to get out of the way and let God do what he needs to do. So we got to fast, we got to pray, we got to hold on to what God has taught us to hold on to concerning our children. And I declare unto you today, if you hold on, if you continue to seek the face of God, God will not allow his word to return unto him void. Hallelujah. Yes.
Oh, my God. That was, oh, my God, woman of God. That you answered like a whole bunch of questions. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You answered a whole bunch of questions that I was going to ask you on today, but I don't need need to do that on today, because you begin to answer a lot of those questions. And I'm telling you, what you said today was such an awesome and dynamic answer, because you know what? Because that's a lot of times that's what we do. It's like in your childhood, you people overlook you because of things that you do, or you know, where you come from, or they overlook you, the mistakes you make. Even when you get my age or even your age, you know, they begin to see if you done something last year, they hold you to that and not looking forward. That Proverbs 24:16 says, when a just man falls seven times, each time he falls, he shall rise again. And they don't want to look at that. And they don't want to look at Romans 3 when it says we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And then they don't want to look at that, you know, that he has thy sin cast the first stone. So they begin to throw those things at you, and they begin to not see you the way God sees you. But I tell people all the time, don't worry about what they or nay or they say. But what you need to do is worry about what God says about you.
That's right.
Who do he
call you?
What is your identity? What is what is your pathway you're supposed to walk? That's what you're supposed to care about. So I'm telling you, you are.
A lot of times when people see us, they just see what's almost the finished product, you know, because we're never going to be that finished product as long as we're here. But they see us in this light. They don't know what we went through to get to where we are on today.
You better come
on. They don't know. They say you don't know what has gone on in the years before that has brought me to where I am today. Yes, I stand today, but only I stand in the might and in the power of God. I stand today because God has taken me through some things that has let me know that he is yet the living God. You know, people say you stand in a boldness. Yes, I stand in the boldness of God because I know who God is. You know, as a runaway, when I ran away from home, there were many nights that I wished I had never run away. I had to look to God. I had to look to God. So God had been there for me when nobody else would have been there. So, yes, I can stand. I can look the enemy in the face, and I can tell him that you're nothing. You come forth as a roaring lion.
You better come on.
Nobody. You're nothing, because I can stand and tell you that any time I declare Jesus, any time I stand on the word of God, any time I say the blood of Jesus, you've got to know that you are nothing.
Hey, come
you
on.
Are nothing. You have no power. You have no power, because the word of God says all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So when the enemy rises up as a roaring lion, I know how to tell him you're nothing. Hallelujah. You're only coming as a figment of my imagination. You're only coming to attack to be something that you're not. But I know a God that has never lost the case. I know a God that will be there. Come hell or high water, I know a God that will
be
there at midnight. I know a God that has been there when nobody else will be there. I know a God that says, surely, and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and call you out blessing, that you will not be able to see. I know a God that says, if you trust in me, I will not make everything easy, but I will be there with you to carry you through every situation, to carry you through every problem, to carry
you. Come on, woman of God, you better speak.
And I know God
Glory to God.
Come on, glory. Oh, God. Hey, God.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Woo, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh,
yes.
Woo.
Oh,
oh, God.
We're talking about the Lord.
Glory.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Jesus,
yes,
you better
yes,
come
yes.
on, woman of God. Oh, my God. Oh, God. I feel Jesus. The Holy Ghost over this airways on today. I know there's somebody out there on today, and I know you listen to this woman of God. Is you listening to the words that's coming out of my mouth? Is it touching your heart? If you hearing this woman of God saying all the things she went through and how God brought her up into the woman of God she is on today, don't you know that you, God, can do the same exact thing that he done for this woman of God? He can do it in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God.
Amen. Because he's no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
yes, yes, yes. We continue to honor him on today.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Yes, glory. Yes, because it's all about him. Hallelujah.
You better come
hallelujah.
On. You better come on.
It's all about him. Hallelujah. And we have to remember everything that we're going through, it's not for us. It's for the person that's going to come behind us. So they can look, you know, people read the Bible, and it's good. We need the Bible. But people also need examples that are here in March of 2011. They need people, intangible people that they can see that have gone through and can say, yes, God brought me through. I'm a living witness as to what God can do. You know, there are people, the people need to see others that can say, yes, I've seen miracles. Yes, I've seen God raise the dead. Yes, I've seen these things with my physical eye. And, you know, God takes us through these things so that we can have a testimony to others who are yet weaker, to others who are yet trying to find their place in God, to others who still are not where we are in the Lord, because, you know, everybody is on different levels. We're not any more important than anyone else. We're not any more popular in God's sight. No, but we may be on different levels because of our walk with the Lord and because of the things and the tests and the trials that he's taken us through. And if we've been through a test that someone else is about to endure, we can help them along. You know, we can give them little notes to say, okay, this is what you do when you get to this point, and this is what you do when you get to that point. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you, God, as a teacher, when we were in school, and you could ask all the questions you like before the exam, but when the test came, the teacher didn't talk during the test. And that's what I want to say. We're going through our tests. Sometimes we don't hear God. We'll be asking God, well, God, what about this and what about that? And we may
you
not hear anything
on.
At that point because we're going through the test. And a teacher doesn't talk during the test. Hallelujah. But you need to know the teacher is still standing there with that watchful eye. Hallelujah. The teacher is still standing there.
Mm.
And God, as our teacher and as our instructor, he will never take us through a test but that we're not equipped to excel in. And we have to know that if I'm going through it, God's going to give me the grace that I need for this trial. God's going to give me everything that I need because he loves me too much to allow me to go through something that I'm not able to endure. Hallelujah.
Glory. Oh, my God. You better come on, woman of God.
Mm.
I got people in the chat room right now talking about teach your apostle, teach. Yeah, I'm telling you. Ha! My God.
Hallelujah.
So you was really teaching us and giving us. Now, that was good. Oh, my God. That was dynamic about God being the teacher. And it kind of made me remember back when I was in school, whenever he was having a test, the teacher didn't say a word. And even if he tried to say something, the teacher say, we'll do their hand like, no, don't you speak. You do that test. And oh, my God. That even when we think God is not there, and he's not even listening to us, he's omnipresent, he's still right there, his hand is right there, and he's right there in our presence, he's watching us, he's just saying, my God, no, not right now, because you're going through this test, God.
Mm. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
we ain't got that much time left, and I'm about to have some church on here. But I'm telling you, God has used you on today, woman of God.
Hallelujah.
Ooh.
We give God glory. We give him glory. We give him glory. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's so worthy. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God. I got women of God. I got women of God in the chat room saying, thank you, Apostle, for the revelation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
I got some people on the phone line. Oh, my God. We only got 5 minutes left of the show. Oh, my God. I got to get this woman of God back soon. So
hallelujah.
We can have her on there. I'm going to have a phone probably doing one of the phone conferences where there's no time limit because this woman
yes.
has got some food for our
yes.
souls that we need to eat. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to open up the phone lines to about three people. I'm going to call your area code and your last four digits, and you can say something quickly and briefly to the apostle. And if anyone in the chat room, on a text box, or on their iPads want to say something to the woman of God, they can. I'll open up the phone lines now. Caller, you're live on the air. Start on area code 870, ending in 2161.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
I thank and praise Hallelujah. God for that message on today. I give honor to the speaker, and I give honor to you, Tashana. My name
thank
is
you.
Tawanda, and I was just calling in to hear a great encouragement over the radio, and that which I received, and I thank God for the woman of God that brought the word for it because you never know who's going through what in this day and age. But I went through some things that were similar, and it took God to deliver me from those things that I was going through as well as a child. So I can really relate to some things that you went through. Itself, I didn't have to run away because there was no one there. All I had to do was walk out the door and come back home whenever time I got ready to come back home. But I thank and praise God for a mind to be saved on today. I thank and praise God for a mind to keep on pressing on, and I really enjoyed you.
Hallelujah. 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 That's my sister Tawanda Ross. She's a powerful woman of God. She's and whenever I have a radio show, she calls in or any one of my conferences, and I just thank and bless God for her on today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I'm going to have next caller. You're live on the air, and your number is starting with area code. Oh, I know this is. This is my sister. Her number started with 269 and then 4099. Hallelujah.
Yes, I was just calling in just to hear a word for today. I appreciate the speaker on today. She is a mighty woman of God. And just keep on doing what you do and encouraging people about the word of God, and God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's Prophetess Michelle Simpson. Actually, tomorrow, everyone, call in on tomorrow at 2 p.m. She's going to be my special guest. And don't let this woman of God fool you with just a little bit on today. She can really go in there for the word of God on tomorrow. And I'm telling you, you should call in tomorrow back on 2 p.m. live Eastern time to hear her testimony. This woman of God has a powerful testimony as well. So everybody listening out there on the airwaves, phone lines, the chat room, the text box, the iPads, or even on Skype, call in tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern time to listen to this powerful woman of God, Prophetess Michelle Simpson. Hallelujah. Next caller, you're live on the air, and your number is 6613. Your last four digits, 6613.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Erling Young. I kind of got in kind of late on it, but praise God. I know that God, I mean, I have been through a lot, too, and sometimes I just look back on my life, and I have to know, you know, the enemy trying to make me feel like, you know, sometimes I just feel like how I made it over, and I just knew it was God that brought me through, praise God. So the Lord was like, don't be confused. I'm the one brought you through this, so you'll be a living testimony to others. So I just praise God how he just give us the strength, you know, the strength each and every day to make it through our trials. And the Lord gave to me today, you know, if you just have faith of a grain of a mustard seed, you can speak to your mountain. If you just have faith of a grain of a mustard seed, you can speak to your mountain, praise God. So
I just
thank God. Because if I have faith of a mustard seed, praise God, I know that God can do something with that. Pretty much for me.
Amen, amen. That's Sister Elaine, also woman of God. She's faithful to all the things that I do as well. I met her at my church like a few months ago, and I'm telling you, I know that God has a mandate and a call over her life. Hallelujah. I just want to let all the men and women of God know on today, kings and queens with the riches, I just want you to stay encouraged on today. I want you to be motivated, inspired. I want you to know that you are a gladiator. You are a winner. It's no failing in this season of your life, because God said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. So that means heaven got your back and you can do anything through Christ. I just want you to know that God loves you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He is keeping you as an apple of his eye. And I want you to know all day on today, you are a magnet for the blessings from God. And if you pray about it, God got you. If you pray about it, God have your back. If you pray about it, he already has it already done. I want you to know, I told them last week at the Women's Conference, I preached that, change your city. And your city should be Jesus has already done it in whatever your state is. My city is called Jesus Already Done in Michigan. So just change your city and know that he's already done it in your life. And know that today is called Would You Let God Do It Wednesday. I mean, sit back, chillax, relax, take a deep breath in, and just mesmerize and just put yourself in the presence of God and know that God has your back. I want you to know that I'm your host, Associate Pastor Tashana Wiley. I want you to know I'll be alive tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Time with my special guest, Prophetess Michelle Simpson. I'm going to leave you with this song by Deidre Haddon called I'm the One, letting you know that God is the one who will do the exceedingly and abundantly in your life above all you can ask or think, according to the power that's working in you. You all be blessed, men and women of God. Agape.
I've been watching you and holding you all of your life, even through trouble and